פרק י"ח סעיף ל"ו, חששות איסור בסוכה עומדת בקרקע שאין מרוצפת. What could be the problem if one goes and makes a sukkah on the ground which has got no pavings, got no paving stones? Ha'oyse sukkah b'makom she'eino mu'utzah. Tzorach lizor sh'lashvot p'nei ha'karka, v'lo lahasik gav shushit shabo, k'day sh'ashukhan v'akisot yamdu heitev, v'shum sh'yesh bo iso boina. The person goes and wants to make a sukkah that's in the garden, in a place where there is no paving stones. Now, he is, for that, sometimes one has to make the ground straight. The person has to be very careful not to straighten out the earth. Because if he straightens out the earth, he's making a melacha from Chayosh on Shabbos. Oh, maybe it's a melacha from Boina, a melacha from Chayosh. You have to know, he says. He's not sure if the place which is fitable after Yontif to go and sow there, then maybe it's a Issa from Chayosh. But if it's the place which is not fitable for sowing, then it will be considered Boina. A korban is no difference if it's Boina or Chayosh. Halacha is you're not allowed to straighten the earth. Therefore, if there is a mound on the earth, you're not allowed to straighten it. If you want to put down, let's say, a carpet or something, or a PVC, then you want it straight. You're not allowed to put it down in a way that you're going to straighten the ground. Same thing is, any way which is going to fill in a hole or to take away a mound or something which is on the ground, then you're going to be chayev, going to be also mishum boina or mishum chayush. Chayin yesh limon emel et sadez ha-shulchan ha-kise ha-gabi ha-karkif in this yashu heiv-tiv. He says one has to be very careful not to straighten up on the floor a table or a chair. I mean, if a person likes his table and chair to be settled on the ground, so if it's not going to be straight, it won't be stable. Therefore, a person a lot of times, he moves it along and makes it till it comes stable, the ground. Says the halacha, if a person has a chovis, a barrel, he wants to go and put the barrel on the ground, he's not allowed to go and use the barrel itself and with that make it sure it's well stable on the ground. Because if a person puts the chovis on the ground, he's making the ground straight. Therefore, a person is not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Now, so the shaila is, but the same thing would be like a table and like a chair. If a person would straighten the table and the chair on the ground, is it a problem? So he brings out in the footnote that maybe one can say it's not the same as a barrel. A barrel is straight underneath. If you straighten it on the ground, you make it stable, you make the ground straight. But a table and a chair, maybe it's only a hole. You're not making it so straight, the ground. But he says there is a shittas toisus, that there's a gzeira. Maybe you're going to go and make it straight, the kavona. Even when you go and make straight if you put the table and the chair stable, maybe it will be a problem because you may be kavona, go and make it straight the earth. If we don't allow you to do it, says the Tosfos, we've got a gzeira, and don't allow you to stable the table and the chair because maybe you're going to go and make the earth straight. L'inyan sidud ha-shulchan ha-kisei b'karka mu'utzefes. Or if the ground has got paving stones or blatot, and there is sometimes a gzeira that you're not allowed to go and do things on even a ground which has got paving stones or even a ground which has got blatot, pavement, there's sometimes a gzeira because of a place which doesn't have paving. The halacha is that if the whole town in such a case has stones on the ground, has paving stones on the ground, has belatot, therefore don't make a gzeira onto this place which doesn't have paving stones. So if it is a house, if everybody puts belatot in the house, it doesn't have earth nowadays, therefore there's no problem because everybody does it. But in a place like outside, in the garden, which not everybody has paving, therefore, paving stones, Therefore, it is a problem, or maybe you're going to go and do the same thing when you don't have paving stones. That is a gezeira. But here, it is not so straightforward. Why? Because here, at Be'emes, what you're doing, you're not making so straight the ground. You are making the, you're sitting down on the chair, making the chair and the table stable. So it's not so straightforward that there's a problem in such a case, even if the ground is paved. Therefore, he says, look in the footnotes. He says in the footnotes, according to Tosfos, maybe it's mutter because only exeter abonim. He wants to say maybe it would be mutter in all circumstances in a case which the place which you are making your sukkah is has got paving stones. Simon Sheif Lamad Zain, Asiyas Guma. Person making a hole in the ground. We said the person makes a hole in the ground. If he wants a hole in order to go and put inside it seeds, then he's going to be chayiv mishum choyosh. He's prepared it for sowing. But if he wants to put inside objects, therefore he's not doing sowing, he's not preparing for sowing, he's preparing for using this pit for putting things inside it, which is boina. So the person knows exactly why he went and made this pit. If it is for sowing, it is issa from choyosh. If it is putting inside its objects, it is issa from boina. If that's not the case, he doesn't do it not for that, he does it in order because he wants the earth, then that's called the melocha she'ino shichol gufa. And the melocha is, we take on it. Mutter to do that, but not the Issa Deraisa to do that on Shabbos. The Issa Guma Bli Kavona, that's Nebo Chafetzim, Bli Kavona Nezuabo, Emu Bebait, Yesh Bezem, Yishum Issa Boina, Vimu Bekarka, Shein Bo Shinu Shtiyo, Haizei Osim Shum Choyosh. If a person does a hole in the house or in the garden without any special intention, what's he going to do with it? Then we say, if it is in the house, he has amended the house because he wants to use it for the house usage. House usage is what? Then putting chafetzim inside the hole. That is considered issa from boina. If he does it outside, then we say normally he's preparing for sowing. That is chayv mishum choyosh. Therefore, if he does it in the house and he doesn't have some special kavanah what he wants it for, and we say it's considered boina. If he did it in the field, we say if he did it without any kavanah, then we say it is doing a malacha from choyosh, preparing for sowing. But if he has a straight intention, what he wants to do with it, if his intention is to go and sow inside it, then it's chayav mishum choyosh, even if it would be in the house. If his intention is not to do that, if his intention is also to go and sow, then it's going to be chayav mishum choyosh. And if his intention is to put stuff inside it, it's going to be chayav mishum boina.